From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Less than 24 hours after Jacob Zuma's late-night resignation, South Africa has a new president. Cyril Ramaphosa, a successful businessman and longtime member of the African National Congress, who was instrumental in the push to force Zuma to resign. VOA's Anita Powell is in South Africa, saying the atmosphere in the parliament was upbeat when Ramaphosa was nominated and accepted.
We haven't seen that in a while, especially not during the very, very combative Zuma years. So it was there was a lot of pomp, and Cyril Ramaphosa was the only nominee. He was nominated by his party, the African National Congress, and it did not need to go to a vote because he was the only nominee. It was seconded, and the Chief Justice said, okay, fine, it's going to be Cyril Ramaphosa. He's the new president-elect of South Africa.
VOA's Anita Powell in Johannesburg. Ethiopia's prime minister stepping down in what he says is an effort to advance reforms aimed at easing the country's political unrest. Haile Mariam Desalegn submitted his resignation as both prime minister and chairman of the ruling coalition, hoping parliament would accept it. Ethiopia has been going through political unrest since a wave of anti-government protest in 2016, prompting officials to declare a state of emergency. Pakistan criticizing a new U.S. report saying the country's weapons are a continued threat to regional American interests. Foreign Ministry spokesman criticized pointed to India as having the fastest-growing stockpile of nuclear weapons. Pakistani officials maintain the nation's short-range nuclear capability is only for protection. This is VOA News. The number of civilians killed and wounded in the war in Afghanistan declined last year, but the number of deaths from airstrikes has increased. Tadamichi Yamamoto is the United Nations Special Representative of the Secretary General for Afghanistan.
When we document these appalling civilian casualty figures, it hurts because it counters the best interest of this country and undermines efforts serving the people of Afghanistan. Each of these figures represents a hope crushed for a better future.
Afghanistan's armed conflict in 2017 caused a number of total of 10,453 civilian casualties, including 3,438 deaths. World Health Organization warning healthy pregnant women are undergoing unnecessary medical interventions. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the WHO in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports most of the estimated 140 million annual births occur without complications. Yet it says over the past 20 years, there's been a significant rise in medical interventions previously used to avoid risks. These include oxytocin infusion to speed up labor and cesarean sections. WHO says health providers tend to intervene medically when the rate of labor appears to be slower than what is considered normal. This is based on a long-held benchmark for cervical dilation to occur at a rate of 1 centimeter per hour. WHO's new guidelines include 56 evidence-based recommendations on best care for mother and baby during labor and immediately after. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A troubled 19-year-old man accused of the latest mass shooting in the United States was ordered held without bond. During a brief court appearance, Nicholas Cruz charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. President Trump spoke to the nation about the school shooting.
We are all joined together as one American family, and your suffering is our burden also. No child, no teacher should ever be in danger in an American school. No parent should ever have to fear for their sons and daughters when they kiss them goodbye in the morning.
After previous mass shootings in the United States, some lawmakers have called for tightening the country's gun control laws. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.